Hello?
Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Ms. Dry.
I don't have an opinion.
Ma'am, this is about empowerment and young women in America.
Empowerment and young women in America, okay.
Yep, and just a few questions about your opinions and attitudes about some topics that are taking place in America nowadays.
Okay.
Okay. Can I just go with the first question?
Sure.
Thank you. With all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
Definitely a woman.
Thank you. Next question. May I ask the year of your birth? Not your birthday, yes, the year.
78.
Thank you very much. Are you a registered voter, or like many people, you're not registered?
Like many people, no. No, I'm registered.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you very much. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race? White, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White.
Thank you. Next question. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, your future?
I guess I'm in control of my own future, so pretty positive.
Thank you. The future of the country.
The future of the country? Well, if it stays in the Democrats' hands, we're all fucked.
I apologize for my laugh, but it's just funny. Okay. So you say negative or positive. Those are the two options.
Oh, I can't put my two cents in? Well, of the country, like I said, if it stays the way it's going, then it's definitely a negative.
Thank you. The future of the planet.
The future of the planet. I think God will end the planet whenever he deems it's time to end the planet.
Okay. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
0 to 10. So, I believe that as a woman, I have to vote. We fought to vote, and so therefore I vote for that reason. I do not believe that my one little vote can cause any kind of big.
Okay, but if you had to choose a number from 0 to 10, what number would you choose?
I'd probably have right there in the middle, you know. This day and age, I just feel like it's too... Money can buy anything, and that includes votes.
I understand. Thank you. Of the following issues, which three are the most important to you? Immigration, education, gun violence, student loans, healthcare, mental health, abortion access, racism and discrimination, crime, national security, climate change, economy, and cost of living.
Oh, wow. There are so many choices there. What's my most?
Yeah, three of them. You may pick three of them. Yeah.
Okay, so I would have to say healthcare.
Okay.
Okay. I would have to say economy.
Thank you. Uh-huh. One more. You have options, immigration, education, gun violence, student loans, mental health, abortion access, racism and discrimination, crime, national security, climate change?
I'd have to say mental health.
Thank you. Next question. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Improving or maintaining mental health, work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, improving or maintaining physical health, advancing in your career, caring for senior and family members, any of those so far?
Probably advancing the career.
Okay, advancing career. Thank you. What about relationships like romantic partnership or friendships, your education, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities?
Probably hobbies.
Thank you. Next question. Oh, you have to choose one more. You have to pick another one. Work-life balance.
Yeah, I'd say work-life balance.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your sexual orientation, being American, your personality, your profession, your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, any of those?
Definitely the role of the mother.
Thank you.
And
yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, your hobbies or interests, being young, being a woman, your spiritual religious beliefs, being a member of your racial ethnic group.
Being a mother.
Okay. Thank you. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Hope, pride, happiness, anger, frustration, dread, disappointment, sadness, exhaustion?
There's anger and frustration.
Anger and frustration. Okay. Thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will never likely work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which statement?
I'd have to go with B because I do have hope.
Thank you.
I have to have hope.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely, definitely. I am mad at you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. The two-party system. Too many old white men in power. Systematic racism. Division and gridlock between political parties. Not enough people getting involved to make their voices heard. Corporate money has too much influence.
Wow. All of the above? Yeah, like you're like yeah that.
Okay. You're only allowed to choose one or two at the most. Or three. It all depends on you. You tell me.
Oh, Sam again.
Okay. Politicians are out of touch with the daily lives of most people. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. The two-party system. too many all white men in power, systematic racism, division and gridlock between political parties, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Corporate money has too much influence.
I'd have to say the first one.
Okay.
And the third from last one.
Okay. Thank you.
See, and that's why I kind of fall back on the vote thing. You know, there's not enough people who can speak up against, you know,
yeah,
big money, you know.
Definitely, definitely. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Joe Biden.
Well, he affects my wallet a lot.
Well, yeah, that's affecting your personal life, definitely.
Yeah, like big time. Like, I am so tired of paying the gas and the taxes that I'm paying.
I understand. I understand. So you will say a lot on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Your city government. Somewhat, a little, not at all?
I'd say somewhat.
Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions.
Not really.
Okay, not at all then?
No, or, yeah, no.
Okay. The Supreme Court.
Again, it's back to my wallet. Well,
okay.
It's not only that, it's just the, you know, yeah, they pissed me off too.
So you will say a lot then on that one too.
I'd say a lot, yeah.
Okay. Your state government.
Oh, yeah. Like, they affect us a lot. We're in Colorado, and our state government is atrocious.
Okay. Valid initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
I'd say a lot.
Okay. Congress.
A lot.
Thank you. Next question. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change enough through change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated by that statement?
The college campuses can't take. Say that one more time.
Yeah. Universities and colleges cannot take race into consideration when admitting someone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they cannot. No, absolutely not.
Okay, so you feel very motivated by that statement or somewhat motivated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because people are people.
Okay, thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you feel very motivated by that statement, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
I guess that depends on – that's a tricky one.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat your answer?
Let's see.
Yeah, I kind of lost you. You kind of sounded robotic for a minute.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
Yeah, I hear you better now.
Okay.
So you feel very motivated or somewhat motivated or not at all motivated?
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Do you feel very motivated? No.
Oh, wait. Can you repeat that one again?
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
To allow them? So I'm completely against that.
Yeah, deny them services. Okay. So you feel very motivated, somewhat motivated? Not at all?
Absolutely not. I have two daughters who are both gay.
Okay, not at all motivated. Okay. Next question. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change that you want to see in the U.S.? Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Do you think that will be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
I guess somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you.
Yeah.
Boycotting a company.
No. Unless it's a little mom and pop shop, it's not going to affect them at all. So that's not a motivating thing.
Okay. Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
If I had time.
Nobody has time for that.
I mean, it sucks, but you know, so probably not motivated.
Okay, so you find that not very effective or not at all effective?
Not at all effective.
Okay. Voting in elections.
Absolutely motivated.
Okay, so that will be very effective?
Yes.
Okay. Signing a petition.
I believe it. The petitions do work to an extent, so somewhat effective.
Okay, so you will say that's very effective or somewhat effective?
Oh, say that one more time.
You say that that's very effective or somewhat effective, signing a petition?
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Not effective.
Okay. Attending a protest?
Not effective.
Okay. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 71%. No matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. You can choose one and all the way to three. Voting doesn't change things no matter who you vote for. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. The candidates didn't represent your values. You did not have time to vote. You did not think your vote will be counted properly. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, valid drop-off location, you didn't know enough about the candidates, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place, your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time, none of the above because you always vote.
None of the above.
Thank you very much. Next question. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages. While the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes, the powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Do you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Thank you so much. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access to people across the country, and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept these attacks on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Do you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
That's, like I said before, the Roe versus Wade thing, the whole abortion thing is mm-hmm. such a hard topic.
It is.
I don't believe the government should have any say in what a woman does with her body. They should not have it.
Okay, so you will say you engage a lot less with this last statement?
I believe so.
Okay, thank you. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. Do you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
Well, since I work in the automotive industry and I see the vehicles come in, mm-hmm. which are everything from your old clunker from 1962, mm-hmm. to your Teslas, mm-hmm. I know what the end result is for that Tesla, because that 1962 old clunker can be fixed and it can be ran correctly, mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. that Tesla, if its yeah. battery runs out, it's a $40,000 battery, and there is mm-hmm. nowhere to dispose of that battery. So mm-hmm. It's just that's one where I would be like, I would have to engage a lot less with that one because I see it on
less.
A daily
okay.
basis. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Do you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more, just because my children are of the voting age.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? international news outlets, YouTube, news or informational articles online, podcasts, Twitter, national TV news stations, local TV news stations, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Probably Facebook. I'm old.
Okay. We are. Okay. Next question. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Science, technology, news, current events, sports, shows, movies, businesses, finance, music, government, politics, humor, memes, health, beauty, self-care, hobbies, tips, or hacks?
Hobbies.
Okay, hobbies. Okay,
hobbies make you happy. All the rest of that makes you mad.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, doctorate.
Some college but no degree.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Well, heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Married, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time? Laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
Well, stay-at-home parent for 25 years. Now I'm full-time.
A full-time parent. Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? The options are Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else.
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Probably not applicable. We don't need to go into finances.
Okay, it's less than 24, 25 through 34, 35 through 44, 45 through 54, 55 through 64, 65 through 74, 75 through 84, 85 through 99, 100 through 249, 25 and above, 250 and above, I'm sorry.
Above 100.
Okay. Okay, that will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time, for being such a kind person, and for every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful evening.
Thanks. Where does all this information go?
As for public purposes, it's a research. We're not related to any political party or nothing like that. It's a private company.
Oh, so what do you do with the information?
Well, we put it all together, and we want to know what young women in America think and how they feel about everything that is taking place.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you so
much. Will there be a research, paper come out? That'd be kind of interesting to read.
Mm-hmm. Probably. or are you going to see it on the news, or, you know, they're going to, sooner or later, they're going to bring it out.
Oh, okay. I'll keep my eye out for it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening.